didn't want the cross today. You didn't want the cross, or do you want to take up your cross daily? That is the question that God is going to present this morning here. Now, we're going to base this from Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9 and verse 23 to 26. Luke 9, verse 23 to 26. And here, Jesus presents the cost of discipleship. The cost. And we're all learning that that cost costs you everything. It's free, but it's not cheap. And it costs you everything. So let's just read this again to remind ourselves. In Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and he said to them all. Now we tend to forget that bit. So he's speaking to all, the multitude, the church, the called out people. He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever would save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same will save it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? But whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of his holy angels. So here he says to daily take up your cross, follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same will save it. For what is a man profited or advantaged if he gains the whole world, or loses himself, or be cast away? The cross will always come between that which you want, contrary to God's revealed will. The cross will always come between that which you want, which is contrary to God's revealed will. And that is also one of the reasons why the cross is in our life, and God reminds us of that cross, that we are to daily take up, as indeed our Jesus did, our Savior Jesus did take up, which was his death, burial, and resurrection. And so as we get into the Word of God, and as the Word of God works with us, rules us, influences us, causes us to change, to have that changed mind, that changed attitude, so what we're actually seeing is the cross doing its work. Because the cross is always going to challenge your will that is contrary to God and to the Word of God and what God has planned for you. And this is why we have so many in churches who are striving, who are fighting against the sovereign will of God. And when the cross, the message of the cross, which is the deeper life, is presented, they become offended. Because the cross offends. The cross divides. There is a humongous confusion today about the cross. Let's just remind ourselves quickly. Christians will accept the legal side of the cross. That is, yes, that I am crucified with Christ. Not that I lose, but Christ who lives in me. I'm now a new creation in Christ. I'm seated with him in heavenly places, and so on. Yes, they like to have a cross. Maybe they want to wear it around their neck. They want to have it on an altar, and so on. And yes, they like to see Jesus hanging on it.
But that's not all. That's only part of his revelation and understanding of the cross. Jesus also said to the disciples, he said to all of them, you too, take your cross up, deny self, and follow me. Now, very often we find in scripture, when they spoke, or they spoke in parables, the people of that day understood those things. Unlike so often today, because society and that has changed. Jesus would have had no problem when he mentioned about the cross. The people knew what the cross was, being under Roman oppression. We know exactly that the cross was probably the worst form of execution. It was an execution that was given to the scum, the outcasts, the defiled, the debased, you name it, anything graphically that could be spoken about a person, that was the worst form of torture punishment of which our Lord and Savior went to. And so when Jesus, who again in many ways is predicting, foretelling his death, what he's going to do as well, like Jesus, when he said, take up your cross, he would never tell people to take up their cross and follow him unless he too was to take up his cross. And eventually, of course, he did. Jesus practiced what he preached. And Jesus says the same to you. If you are disciples, you are followers of me, you are going to practice also what you preach. And the Holy Spirit has come to deal with the self-life. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Self, that is you. And so, you may say to yourself, well, okay, I hear what you're saying, but Jesus did go to a cross. How am I going to go to a cross? We don't have, thank God, such forms of punishment. How is this to be achieved? How do I take up my cross and follow him? I understand that whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same will save it. I can understand that. Many martyrs have given their lives for their confession and their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, that is the giving up of self. But what is he really saying here? What the Holy Spirit is revealing is that the self-life gets in the way. And the only way the self-life can be dealt with is by the cross. And I have taught you over the years, through the baptism of the Spirit, and through that doorway of a deeper life, you do not have to go and look in which to crucify yourself. If you confess it, you believe it, the Holy Spirit will come and start to deal with the self-life. You do not have to go and look for it. Any more than you have to go and look for demons, devils, or whatever it is, they're around. They'll find you. And the Holy Spirit has come to work that death to the self-life. The self that gets in the way. That self that will always put self first, where the kingdom of God is. And how does he achieve this? How does he do this? Well, firstly, he presents it to you. The same as he presented it to Jesus, and Jesus presented it to the disciples and to the people. And he says, is that what you want? Are you prepared to deny self, take up your cross? Are you prepared, if it were approval, to lay your life down for the gospel? All these challenges that are given, for what is a man for if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? We know all of that. The Holy Spirit, if you settle it, will begin to work that death to that self-life. And he will work it daily. And he's going to work it by challenging you, speaking to you. He's going to work it by the revealed will of God through the Word. He's going to reveal it to you through the gifts, through prophecy. He's going to reveal it to you through your circumstances. He's going to reveal it to you through the preaching of the Word of God. There are numerous ways the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you that self is there and self must die and go. You will do it. And so then you begin to experience, as he highlights this self areas that are displeasing to him, he